Hello, my name is Caleb Schauber. I'm in Iraq, and I'm bringing you an interview with a friend of mine, Staff Sergeant Aaron Castro. We both go to Burning Man, and we've both been a part of the Department of Public Works there. I met Wheel Gunner, which is Staff Sergeant Castro's playa name, back in 2000. At the Chupacabra Policia camp. On the playa, I'm known as Shooter, amongst other names. And I interviewed Staff Sergeant Castro in Talil, Iraq. I talked to him just before he went home on leave.
My name's Staff Sergeant Aaron Castro. I'm from the state of Nevada, Nevada Army National Guard. Currently, my mission is serving with the 2nd MTR MIT team, based temporarily out of An Numanaya, Iraq. My current job is I train an Iraqi motor company on convoy operations and convoy tactics. Well, working on a MIT team, we don't get the support. We don't have all the fancy accommodations like they do on these FOBs here. We don't have a Burger King. We don't have a big PX where we can go shopping. If things break down, we are totally self-reliant. One of the things that I'm working with DPW in the past seems like it's gotten me very well prepared for this mission, and just can't fathom that all these years of working with DPW prepared me for this. The only thing is they won't let me chase Iraqis with my flamethrowers. I miss my friends. I miss tequila. My first tour, I served as a platoon sergeant with the 518th Gun Truck Company and provided security for convoys running in and out of Iraq. Our normal day, we get up in the morning and we do a head count on the soldiers with our company that we work under, that we advise. And we get out there in the morning and the first thing we do is we find out what their training schedule is. If the Iraqi sergeants, the NCOs, do not know what task to teach the Jundi, the Iraqi privates, we instruct the Arifs on the class, and then we turn around and have the Arifs teach the class to the Jundi. So we're strictly an advisor, working as advisors.
And what kind of classes do you teach?
Convoy operations, buddy aid, react to IED, react to small arms fire, react to a complex attack, just several different things that they may or will encounter on the road. Working with them, it's working with the people themselves and learning a lot about their culture rather than worrying about the jackasses that are trying to kill us. I carry a lot of respect with my Arifs. I mainly associate with them because those are the ones I'm teaching to teach the classes, like kind of like training the trainer. When our work day is done, I go with my Arifs to their room and we have discussions about different things, the Iraqi culture. They ask about the American culture. And it usually starts off with bottled water or some juice and they make chai. And we discuss different things. We discuss family, religion, politics, God. Well, a lot with the Iraqis, one of the discussions we talk about that in the true Muslim faith, they do not believe in killing Christians or Jews, because in their eyes, the Muslims, Christians, and the Jewish people all worship the God of Abraham. And they all have one thing in common, where they all believe in the same God. I usually hang out with my Terps, and I try to learn as much of the Iraqi language as I can. Just greetings right now, greetings, and just little simple small traditions on when you're welcomed into their AO. You get to see a whole different view of the Iraqi people and not the stereotyped or what the liberal media... I don't know if they intentionally do it or not, unintentionally do, but in my opinion, they make every Muslim out to be a possible terrorist when a lot of this that's going on is not in their religion. It's kind of reminds me of the Catholics in the during the Inquisition, killing in the name of Christ. That's a big oxymoron. The ones that are trying to turn it into a religious war, perversing the teachings of their holy Quran.
part of Wheel Gunner's job with the MIT team, which is a military transition team, is to go outside and observe his students while they're on an actual convoy. And he actually ran into some trouble with them.
We were escorting, shadowing, not escorting, but shadowing an Iraqi convoy inside of downtown Baghdad, and they had gotten hit with an IED, followed up with some small arms fire, and their convoy commander called us in for assistance, and we laid down some suppressive fire and neutralized some insurgents. I just kind of hit autopilot. I really don't think. I just look for my target and, you know, just positively ID my target and light it up. I think about it later.
Well, this concludes my first podcast. Sorry for the technical errors and so forth. Is about my friend, Staff Sergeant Aaron Castro. Wheel Gunner's his name, and he is the DPW flamethrower technician, hence the joke earlier in the interview about chasing Iraqis with flamethrowers. We like to chase hippies at Burning Man with flamethrowers. Wheel Gunner served in the Army and the Army National Guard for almost 18 years. He's been going to Burning Man for over 10 years, and he's currently working in Iraq, teaching the Iraqis what he learned. His first tour in 2004, he drove convoys and he provided security on convoys, and now he's teaching the Iraqis that on his second tour, and he should be home this fall. So he's going to miss Burning Man. It's the second time he's missed it, and the first time, of course, was his first tour of Iraq. Thank you for listening in. There's more information on Nevada soldiers and my work at the Northern Nevada Newswire, which is http:// like Nevada, newswire.com. nvnewswire.com is our website. Thank you.